For Arts and Culture on the Sunshine Coast, 2022 represented a year-long resurgence from the arid constraints of COVID-19. In the familiar language of local water restrictions, it was a shift from level 4, on guard, with concern and suspicion, to level 1's judicious liberality. The contrast is dramatic. 12 months ago, dancers in the Sunshine Coast Nutcracker donned masks and fretted that a pending health order might shut down the show. In early January, a Coast Reporter arts writer attended a recital by Motet at St. Hilda's Anglican Church, only to find that singers outnumbered audience members by a ratio of 2-1. Now, after 12 months of incremental steps toward normalcy, arts groups and organizers on the Sunshine Coast are savoring the succor of in-person presence. Restoration of each vital tradition, festivals, plays, exhibitions, felt like another step toward full cultural communion. The careworn adventurer of Alfred Tennyson's poem Ulysses offers a description appropriate to the end of this curious solar circuit. Though we are not now that strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are, one equal temper of heroic hearts. As with those sailors 3 millennia ago, a chronicle of the year's cultural exploits shows how far we've come, while portending even greater glories ahead. Matthew Lovegrove, manager-curator of the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives, examines artifacts in the second-floor gallery. Michael Gurney photo January. The Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives commits to further repatriation of its collections to the Sechelt Nation and Eskayowu 7 Meshikswumik. When we're thinking about repatriation, says Allison Pascal, curator of the Squamish Lil'wat Cultural Center, we're thinking about how it helps us to remember and recreate cultural losses. A hesitant Driftwood Players Theater Company announces a resumption of their mainstage season, cautioning that masks might be worn for an upcoming production of A.R. Gurney's The Dining Room. Multimedia artist Mika J. opens an immersive exhibit at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery. The show opens with a live-streamed public reception featuring live dance and original electronic music performed by Baden Schendebre. The Gibson's and District Public Library prescribe socially distanced reading walks to mark Family Literacy Week. Gibson's puppeteer Chris Fleerackers premieres his pandemic project Idol at the Vancouver Short Film Festival before ultimately earning awards at the Comox Valley International Film Festival and the UK-based Do It Zero Festival. Vocalist Charlotte Rinch, performing at the Persephone Brewing Company, is at the vanguard of local performers daring to perform in person at local cafes and breweries. Guitarist Joe Stanton and others begin to schedule regular gigs. Rick Crook at work in the boatshed behind Sarah Ray Hall. Michael Gurney photo February. Teenage author Riley O'Sullivan launches his debut novel Rise of the Lost, Fall of Kings with a public reading at the Gibson's Public Library. Gina Jackson, of the Sechelt Nation, recruits contestants for an upcoming reality series called Bear's Lair. The series, focused on Indigenous entrepreneurs, airs on APTN in the autumn and nets a $100,000 prize for Ontario-based indoor farming company Agritech North. Mezzo-soprano Rose Ellen Nichols dies at 41 after a prolonged battle with cancer. Nichols grew up in Pender Harbor before launching a global career in opera and giving voice to Indigenous experience in acclaimed original works. The District of Sechelt breaks ground on a $253,000 outdoor stage project in Hackett Park. Sechelt Nation Elder Kwe I Min Andy Johnson, Sechelt Nation HIWUS, Chief, Warren Paul, MLA Nicholas Simons, Sechelt Mayor Darnell De Seegers and MP Patrick Weiler share their vision for the space. At Sarah Ray Hall in Irvin's Landing, boatbuilding instructor Rick Crook leads a team of 6 adults to construct a cedar canoe for the Pender Harbor Living Heritage Society. The completed craft is eventually launched in mid-March. Black History Month celebrations, led by Valerie Mason John and Iyabo Olanian, take place at the Gibson's Public Market. Dozens of community members participate in a free meal of African delicacies. Ali Casey, left, and Jessica Sylvie presented a talk about their exhibit Rainbow Women at the Sunshine Coast Arts Center on March 20. Michael Gurney photo March author Vicky Jensen visits Gibson's to launch her new book about BC's undersea maritime industry, Deep, Dark and Dangerous. While in Gibson's, she visits the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives to view the 1960s-era remotely operated submarine built by Coast inventor Donald Hauka. School District 46's musical theater students don sterile face masks for a COVID-era journey to the Scottish Highlands in a winsome production of Brigadoon. The Coast Academy of Dance inaugurates dance competition season with a preview performance at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse. Dancers sport transparent face guards while performing a high-caliber tribute to the musical Chicago. A fundraising concert at the High Beam Dreams Event Center in Gibson's unites the community in support of the beleaguered European nation, and marks the first of many local initiatives to support Ukrainian families and culture. The Sunshine Coast Film Society resumes its 2020 program, screening movies for grown-ups, in the words of its president Doug Diamond, that were deferred due to COVID. Roberts Creek Blacksmith, and later Area D Director for the Sunshine Coast Regional District, Kelly Bax, is profiled in a definitive volume documenting metalworkers of the Salish Sea. Mother and daughter artists Jessica Sylvie and Ali Casey exhibit traditional Salish weaving and painting at the Sunshine Coast Arts Center in Sechelt. Sylvie recalls her mother's struggle to assert her cultural identity, thinking of the matriarch. "You're the most beautiful woman, inside and out, that I've ever known." Multi-instrumentalist Steve Wright issues a call for contributors to his complaints choir. At the Rogue Festival later in the year, singers will harmonize the pet peeves submitted by community members, Chiquilwet Raquel Joe, curator of the Tem Suya Museum, with the grieving mother mortuary stone uncovered in 1921. Michael Gurney photo. April Gibson's architect Josh Wallace joins Vancouver artist Sonny Nessler for an exhibition at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery. Wallace's speculative designs imagine vast music-making installations on the Sunshine Coast. The Driftwood Theatre production of The Dining Room reaches its opening curtain after some cast members overcome COVID infections. The actors go mask-free while the audience is encouraged to cover up. The 48th annual Sunshine Coast Festival of the Performing Arts begins its month-long series of adjudicated performances, which are open to the public. The Sechelt Nation's Tem Suya Museum reopens after a two-year COVID closure. Curator Chiquilwet Raquel Joe says an exhibit depicting the impact of residential schools will remain on display for the foreseeable future. Wanda Nowicki and Peter Hill bring the music of an irreverent literary icon David King to the Heritage Playhouse stage in Foolish Man. The songs of David King. King died in 2021. The pair will later reassemble their performers for another run of the review in November. Venezuela-born songstress Susanna Williams introduces the Sunshine Coast to her irrepressible brand of Latin, jazz, pop and rock, in a performance where she is joined by her partner Andrea Williams, a flamenco virtuoso. Six books released by local publishing houses Douglas & McIntyre, Harbor Publishing and Knightwood Editions are shortlisted for awards at the BC and Yukon Book Prizes. Coastal Art Gallery reopened with a party May 14. Michael Gurney photo. My children's performer and Sunshine Coast resident Charlotte Diamond releases her new book and album Charlotte Diamond's Animal Friends during a Mother's Day concert in Pender Harbor. The Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts announces the successor of longtime director Jane Davidson. Marissa Alps, a 30-year veteran of the publishing industry and a former board member, is scheduled to take the reins after the 2022 festival concludes. The Sunshine Coast Hospice Society premieres a documentary commissioned from Gibson's filmmakers Nova Amy and Velcro Ripper. Living with Dying features compassionate conversations with Sunshine Coast residents about the impact of terminal illness. Three local mystery writers, Karen L. Abramson, Elizabeth Elwood, and Charlotte Morganti, are tapped to receive international crime fiction awards. The three are members of Sisters in Crime, an international association of writers and fans. With a grand opening reception to inaugurate its new home, the Coastal Art Gallery relocates from Trail Bay Center to Sunnycrest Mall. The Cooperative Gallery requires its members to take turns welcoming visitors. Live musical performances continue to beat their return. The Suncoast Concert Band delivers a concert for Mother's Day, while the Coast Symphony Orchestra and the Coast Chamber Strings team up for their first post-COVID performance. Launch parties herald the arrival of an updated Purple Banner Guide, the fold-out encyclopedia of local studios, galleries and artists. The guide is an ongoing project of the Coast Cultural Alliance. Shane Jackson, in the shadow of a monumental Coast Salish figure he designed, speaks at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery. Michael Gurney photo. June Pride Month organizers marvel at the outpouring of community support for the Sunshine Coast's LGBTQ plus community. All of a sudden, this year it just sort of took off, says Bette Cecil, chair of the Sunshine Coast Pride Dance Committee. The Living Forest Institute begins a series of mountaintop concerts in the endangered Songbird Forest above Roberts Creek. Ticketholders are escorted to the performance venue by guides in hiking boots. The Pender Harbor Blues Festival returns after a two-year hiatus, featuring 3 days of concerts, including a Sunday morning gospel show at the Pender Harbor School of Music. Musical mentor Steve Wright and 17-year-old Spade Hoyle release a hard rock album, titled The Document, that was 8 years in the making. Shane Naniwam Selapem Jackson brings together a group of Indigenous artists for an exhibition exploring themes of cross-cultural reconciliation at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery. Author and Gibson's resident Marion McKinnon Crook receives the Lieutenant Governor's Historical Writing Prize for her memoir Always Pack a Candle, A Nurse in the Caribou Chilcotin. The Siyaya Reconciliation Movement presents Siyaya Days across the Sea Shelt Swia, homelands, including musical performances and book readings that honor Indigenous and Métis history. Collaboration by the Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts and School District 46 results in the release of Coastal Voices, an annual anthology featuring creative writing by young Sunshine Coast residents. The book is released during a rain-sodden reception at Sea Shelt's Rockwood Pavilion. Waldorf Ballet concludes its program year with a vivid performance of Alice in Wonderland, while the Coast Academy of Dance marks 3 decades of instruction with a show titled Celebration. The Gibson's Dance Center year winds up with a recital inspired by Vivaldi's Four Seasons. The town of Gibson's launches its summer-long Music in the Landing concerts, while Seashelt inaugurates its Hackett Park Outdoor Amphitheater with weekly shows in its Seashelt Summer Music Series. The outdoor stage is adorned with a mural designed by artist Emily Gray that features words in the Sea Shelt language. Over 3 days, the Gibson's Landing Jazz Festival deploys local ensembles and soloists to venues across the community, including a party and dance at the 101 Brewhouse. Artists and organizers of the inaugural Art and Words Festival gather at Mission Point House at Davis Bay. Michael Gurney photo. July. A multi-generational cast of performers render Shakespeare's A Midsummer's Night Dream in a public performance at Winegarden Park on the Gibson's waterfront. The Synergy at Play Summer Musical Theatre Intensive for Youth culminates in an adrenaline-infused performance at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse, under the direction of Varya Moise Rubin. At the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse, nonagenarian impresario Nikki Weber produces a sold-out musical review, Silver Lining, featuring 5 decades of musical crowd pleasers. Beloved Beachcombers actor Pat John, who portrayed Jesse Jim on the long-running CBC series, dies at the age of 69. The Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society launches the Art and Words Festival in Davis Bay, bringing together random pairings of visual artists, poets, storytellers and filmmakers. Sheila Rogers delivers the Rockwood Lecture at the 40th Annual Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts. Michael Gurney photo. August. After 2 years of COVID curtailment, Rogue Fest returns to Suquam for a weekend of performances, public art, and the best organized parking lot in music festival history. The 40th Annual Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts assembles authors who consider themes of identity and reconciliation. The festival's keynote Rockwood Lecture is delivered by longtime CBC presenter Sheila Rogers. A youth Indigenous festival, last held in 2019 as the Indigenous Youth Festival, takes place at Sea Shelt's Hackett Park, featuring the hip-hop stylings of Dakota Bear. Just in time for the annual Higgledy Piggledy Parade in Roberts Creek, the community's 25th waterfront mandala is painted by community volunteers led by designer Robert Marion. The Sunshine Coast Hospice Society launches a series of interactive workshops to help people cope with loss through creative expression. Weaver Jana Maria leads the inaugural sessions. Actors Michael Oswald and Richard Austin rehearse for their upcoming production of Nothing to be Done. Michael Gurney. September. Actors Michael Oswald and Richard Austin translate their homage to absurdist theater, Nothing to be Done, from its original outdoor venue to the Heritage Playhouse stage. Colombian filmmaker, and Langdale resident. Diego Samper screens his new movie Wild Symphony in Gibson's. The film's music and visuals were recorded on location in the Amazon rainforest. The Driftwood Players present their second mainstage production of the year. timepiece, by Vancouver playwright Kiko Gonzalez-Risso, is performed 1 year after it was read as part of the Off the Page Readers Theatre series. The Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society releases an anthology of literary works and children's art to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Beachcombers television series. Beachcombers stars Jackson Davies and Corey Douglas speak about the show's legacy during an event on October 1. Michael Gurney October as former cast and crew members gather for a 50th anniversary reunion of Beachcombers. Producers announce plans to create an animated spin-off version of the episodic comedy. Gibson's artist Elizabeth Evans is honored by the Nature Conservancy of British Columbia as Artist of the Year for her painting The Intruder. The audiobook release of Caitlin Hicks's novel A Theory of Expanded Love is recognized by the NYC Book Awards, another in a series of accolades for the Roberts Creek-based writer's 2015 fiction debut. Gibson's based director Sherry Yoon is shortlisted for the Siminovich Prize, one of Canadian theater's top awards. The Buffalo Dreaming, an experimental dance production uniting Indigenous and Indo-Canadian performers, is performed at the Sea Shelt Nation Band Hall. The Sea Shelt Arts Festival runs exhibitions and performances at venues across the district, concluding with a parade and music by the Ad Hoc Junkyard Band, playing upcycled instruments, on Halloween night. Theater groups, musical groups and food providers organize the first post-COVID Gibson's Halloween block party. An all-ages comedy penned by Joanne Bennison, Beetlejuicy, is performed 3x.169 studios and galleries across the Sunshine Coast welcome art crawl visitors for a weekend that nets participants over $500,000 in sales and commissions. Left to Right, Amplify Space collaborators M. Simon Levin, Brett Josh, Jill Hemmings, Paula Galloway and Nadina Tandy at the location of forthcoming pop-up art installations. Michael Gurney Photo November A student club from Elphinstone Secondary, under the direction of Colton Rockford, marks a year of groundbreaking efforts that transformed the school's courtyard gardens. Choral director Sarah Douglas directs a masterful Sunshine Coast premiere of Maurice Duruflé's Requiem on the 75th anniversary of the Mass's composition. Members of the Sunshine Coast Writer and Editors Society gather weekly in Gibson's to support participants in National Novel Writing Month. At month's end, they determine to continue meeting indefinitely to foster the local literary community. A group of artists led by Jill Hemmings sets up an interactive public art experience titled Amplify the Space during Sea Shelt's Festival of Lights. 100 spectators gather in the Sea Shelt Nation Longhouse to witness performances by Alfonso Salinas and Echo Alec. Alec's spoken word presentation was filmed for a forthcoming documentary tentatively titled The Elders Project. The cast of the Sunshine Coast Youth Dance Association's Nutcracker production gather on stage during their final performance. Michael Gurney Photo December The Sunshine Coast Arts Center features a month-long exhibition of works by young artists. Students also contribute designs for Sea Shelt's 2023rd Street banners. Seasonal performances dominate the cultural calendar, including concerts by the Inspirato Vocal Ensemble, a cappella straight and Correlations Children's Choir, with Grace Notes Youth Strings, the Pender Harbor Community Choir, Wild Voices, the Sunshine Coast Youth Choir, the Coastal Lights, and the Suncoast Phoenix Choir. The Coast Symphony Orchestra and Suncoast Concert Band play to a full house. The Coast Messiah Choir reunites for the first time after COVID to perform the Christmas segment of Handel's Oratorio. Two separate renditions of the Nutcracker Ballet are presented in Sea Shelt and Gibson's, by Waldorf Ballet and the Sunshine Coast Youth Dance Association respectively. The record number of performances, 14, marks 10 years of the annual Nutcracker tradition on the coast. 10 musical drag performers present Make the Yuletide Gay, a family-friendly Christmas show in support of the Sunshine Coast Affordable Housing Society. The year-old ensemble plans another performance in February. A kaleidoscopic exhibition of members' art at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery provides a year-end reminder of the prodigious talent and prolific output of the Sunshine Coast's creative community.